What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
You start the day with a good energy.
I love the show. Maybe it wasn't popular before the World Cup in this country, but
Off the Ball Breakfast.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack, and on the way, the latest from Leinster after Saturday's bruising win over Munster at Croke Park. Ireland discovered their seeding for Thursday's Women's World Cup draw, and the French Rugby Federation speak out against the 20-minute red card. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Ronan Kelleher appears certain to miss most of, if not all, of Ireland's autumn international series. Leinster confirmed today that the hooker will be out for between 4 and 6 weeks following ankle surgery. A reminder that Ireland's first November test with the All Blacks is now less than 4 weeks away. Confirmation of Kelleher's absence is a further blow to Ireland head coach Andy Farrell, with his Leinster teammate Dan Sheehan on the shelf until the new year with an ACL injury. Rob Herring is yet to see action this season at Ulster, and likewise Tom Stewart. So Kelleher's injury could open the door for Gus McCarthy, who impressed for Ireland's under-20s and then on the emerging Ireland tour. McCarthy was introduced off the bench against Munster at Croke Park on Saturday, with Lee Barron now a doubt for Leinster's game away to Connacht this weekend. Ryan Baird will also be assessed, as will Jordan Larmer, who's working through a hamstring injury. Jack Conan picked up a hamstring injury of his own in the win at Croke Park and will sit out the trip to Galway, as will Joe McCarthy, who missed the Munster win with a hamstring injury of his own. In better news for Leinster, Robbie Henshaw will be available for that game at the Dexcom, having returned to full training. Leinster attack coach Tyler Blaendahl gave his thoughts on the Munster win today.
Well, I think it was hugely physical, and full credit to Munster. I thought they brought it pretty much in every single breakdown and tackle contest, and for the most part I thought that we handled it well and we were quite proactive there, and we matched that physicality, which is great. But I just think obviously we got off to a fast start, but then that game was just an absolute dogfight, and I think the crowd, it was great to have the great atmosphere there, and they appreciated the contest, the tightness of it, and just how physical and hard it was.
A former out half himself, of course, Blaendahl gave some insight into the fight for the number 10 jersey currently ongoing at Leinster.
Yeah, well, I think, especially around that 10 jersey, there's massive competition for that role, but you know, the reality is that the cohesion part's very challenging for us because guys are away with the Irish camp, they come back. We have European games and then maybe some people on rest, and then Interpros and rest in Europe, and so back to Ireland camp. So the cohesion is the challenge for us, and then that's why we need the squad depth, because if you don't try and kind of filter that in along the way, you might get to a point where you need mass changes but guys haven't had exposure for a long time. So it's a really challenging balance for the coaching staff to say, right, what combinations need, you know, a few weeks together? Where can we bring in fresh faces? How do we expose some youngsters that are going to need to play for us later down the season? So, but yeah, as a 10, like, you always want to be playing, but you've also just got to serve the team first and try, I guess, get your reps or get your rhythm. Sometimes you're playing, sometimes you're not, but that's still the goal.
Connacht came off the worst of another high-scoring affair on Saturday night, this time losing 32-27 to Ulster in Belfast. And Blaine Dahl gave his assessment of the Connacht challenge.
Just extremely physical. You know, they really challenge you in the contact areas, attack and defence. But then they also, I think their attacking game's going to another level now, and they're able to attack space, you know, ball in hand. They've got a good kicking game, you know, making breaks around the ruck. So it's like one of those teams you need to be on high alert on defence all across the park, and then you've really got to look after your own kind of collision areas on attack, because yeah, they just fire in there. They look pretty good at that.
Doubling back to Saturday's game at Croke Park, and Alan Quinlan on this morning's Off the Ball gave his assessment of that 26-12 defeat for Munster and wasn't fighting the reality of the situation.
You seem less annoyed about this than I've seen you before.
Far more less annoyed, because, and you know, people can agree with me or not, because I know the reality, Jared. Like, they're a level above, you know what I mean?
And in a situation where you're up against a team who are a level above, do you not be a spoiler in that first 10 minutes? Do you not have people who are...
Of course, they tried to do that. The first 3 or 4 minutes, Munster actually started well. Mike Haley takes the first kickoff. They're trying to get a little bit of width in their game. They're missing a number of players as well, you know what I mean? The two Tuckers, who are probably up there with the best in the world. There's no probably. They are up there with the best in the world.
And Big Joe, you know,
Robbie Henshaw, Joe McCarthy.
All the wingers, the O'Briens. Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of pace missing from that team and experience.
But the quality, but like, there wouldn't be dramatic amount of changes. They still had a very strong team out there, but their bench changes dramatically. You know, Munster's bench isn't bringing that impact up for them as well. So I think they deserve some credit, because they could have really been, that could have got really nasty on Saturday. So that's why I'm more positive about it. I'm obviously, you know, disappointed. The start was horrendous. You concede 4 tries in the first half and Leinster have a bonus point win. But they actually asked a lot of questions, and some brilliant defence from Leinster stopped Munster scoring at least 2 or 3 more tries.
You can hear much more from Alan Quinlan on Off the Ball Breakfast and indeed tonight's Monday Night Rugby by becoming an Off the Ball member now. French rugby authorities have come out strongly against the 20-minute red card. World Rugby is looking to spread the trial of the rule, which would see a red carded player replaced on the field after 20 minutes have elapsed. The French Rugby Federation have joined with the LNR, which governs the Top 14 and the Pro D2, and the Proval, which is the players' union, to strongly denounce World Rugby's plans. In a comprehensive statement, they wrote,
"The FFR, the LNR and Proval are firmly opposed to the adoption of the 20-minute red card rule and call on World Rugby to rely on evidence before modifying such a crucial sanction, particularly concerning the impact on player safety. The red card is an essential tool to deter dangerous behavior on the field and ensure the safety of our players. Reducing this sanction to a temporary exclusion of 20 minutes would weaken our ability to protect the physical integrity of athletes and maintain fair play and the fundamental values of rugby. We call on World Rugby to reconsider this experiment, ensuring that any decision is based on concrete and convincing data, which is not the case today. Although some believe that this rule will promote a more fluid game, the statistics provided by the FFR to World Rugby show that a red card is not systematically synonymous with defeat for the penalized team. Indeed, the analysis based on 480 top 14 matches and Tier 1 international matches shows that only 60% of teams sanctioned with a red card lost at the end of the match."
Ireland have been confirmed among the second seeds for Thursday's Women's World Cup draw. It means Scott Beaman's side will avoid Australia, Scotland and Italy during the group phase of next year's tournament in England. Top seeds are England, along with Canada, New Zealand and France. In the third pot are USA, Wales, Japan and South Africa. And the fourth seeds will be Spain, Samoa, Fiji and Brazil. The draw will be conducted on BBC's One Show on Thursday evening, with the match schedule revealed next Monday. And finally, Richard Wigglesworth has been promoted to work as Steve Borthwick's number 2 in the England coaching setup. The former scrum half remains in charge of the team's attack, but will now collaborate with the boss on managing the rest of the coaching group. Felix Jones, of course, is going to work remotely in the coming months, having tendered his resignation but having to work through a 12-month notice period. England's autumn series begins at the start of next month, with a home clash against the All Blacks. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.